Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for August 8th to the 14th. So today, August 8th, that is the Lion's Gate portal. And so this is the big day that, you know, many people have been talking about it. There definitely has been a big energetic build up to this date. And to be totally honest with you, it took me a bit of time to get prepared to do the check-in today because the energy is so intense that it is knocking me around a little bit. So I'm doing my best to take things slowly. I'm doing my best to take things mindfully and making sure that I'm consciously aware of where I'm putting my energy, which is really important to do, especially when we have really big energy forces like today coming through. Now, this energy happens every single year. I know everybody builds it up like this is just like, you know, a one-time event that's happening, but it actually happens every year. And it also is in the same alignment with the big full moon that comes in August as well, which we have coming up this Thursday. So there's so many different factors that bring into the intensity of the energy, the fullness of the energy, and it's not just one specific thing. And so it's kind of interesting because there's a lot of sources out there of information that you can go to, and they can tell you it's because of this, and somebody else can tell you, well, it's because of that. And I feel like there is definitely a combination of everything that's going on. And it depends on where you are vibrationally as to what is the cause and effect for you. And so it's very interesting. And of course, you know, I hope that you guys are doing this at this stage in your journey. But when I get particularly stuck, or when I feel like I'm, you know, not getting the answers that I need for myself, I definitely will reach out to my team and I will ask them to show me, help me to see anything that I need to know, help me to feel anything that I need to know, help me to hear anything that I need to know. And they usually do a pretty good job by doing that. And it's interesting because, you know how when you're in a situation with something, so you know how when you're in the middle of an experience that's uncomfortable, or it's a challenge, or you're having a really rough time with it, and you just can't seem to get any answers about it for yourself. And trust me, this happens to the best psychics that are out there. This happens to us all. And the reason that happens just for everybody is because we are too close to the situation. And so energetically, it's kind of like, and my team has shown me this, because when I ask for, they're like, give me some help on this. Like, tell me, what am I supposed to know about this? And I get nothing. It's because I'm literally holding the problem so close to my energy field that there's no space there for me to receive any insights or any guidance. And so it's kind of like it's muffled. It's kind of like it's, you know, think about if somebody gave you a picture to look at and you like put the picture right up against your eyes, chances are you're not going to see much. And that's how it is when we're looking at situations that are particularly close to home. And that's why, you know, people go to psychics, because one of the things that we do when we're reading somebody's energy is this whole big space opens up energetically. So, and it's in that big space that opens up that we receive the information. Again, you'll know this is so even when I'm so, for example, if I'm doing readings for friends or family members, again, it's tough sometimes. I really, really need to, you know, make sure that I'm creating that space, because if I'm too close to the person, then there's not much energy there, a space between us for me able to read or see the answers. So know that that's not a, you know, when you're asking for help and you're not getting, it's not because they're not there. It's not because they're not trying to help. It's literally because the energy is just close to us. And yeah, there are tons of ways that you can, you know, meditation is probably one of the most powerful ways to create that space. So if you're not meditating on a regular basis, if you're not creating that space internally, then it will be hard to see the answers. So I know, you know, life gets busy for me sometimes, and I've always been a shortcut meditator, meditate very quickly before I have to do my readings, but I don't often, and now is a time where I need to be doing them all the time regularly, because I can feel that space is getting pretty, pretty small. But anyways, going back to asking for, so the last, you know, week and a half or so is really, to me, felt very torturous on a physical level with the energies that are coming in. And, you know, and I was really kind of feeling lost about it and, you know, confused. Is it that? Is it this? Is it that? Is it my diet? Is it my supplements? Is it my, like, you know, you go through all of this stuff in the human thinking about stuff. And I was very fortunate because, yeah, and here's the thing, and yesterday, and you'll notice that when it's the ascension symptoms, when it's the outside energies coming in, they come in waves. So literally, and yesterday was a very, you know, this became very acutely aware, I became acutely aware of it, that one moment, boom, you're feeling amazing and blissful and joy and, oh, I'm okay and everything's okay. And literally like a minute later, boom, you feel like, oh, dizzy, headache has just come in, feeling wobbly, having the anxiety come in. And then another minute goes by, oh, feeling better again. And that was literally yesterday for me. It was just we went out, we were going to go do a Sunday drive, we were going to go do our things. And halfway through, I was like, oh, I think I better just go home. I think I better just go back to the safety of my space because I'm getting worse. And then boom, and then it shifted and then I was fine. And it was, yeah. So that's really a good indication that there, you know, that it is incoming energies, that it's not you, that it's not something that's going on with you. So pay attention to that, because when something is really wrong with you, so when something is physically wrong with you, that needs medical attention, it will be long lasting. It will stay and it won't shift and it won't move the way these energies have been coming in and shifting. And so it was kind of cool because my husband, who, you know, I rely on so much because he doesn't get any ascension symptoms. And he's very grounded energy, Taurus, very, you know, very strong earth energy there, grounding energy. And he now, you know, thankfully, he's open to listening to about empaths and listening to about ascension and listening to, and there's, you know, a lot of things pop up on his newsfeed and he'll find it interesting and he'll share it with me. And so yesterday, that exact same thing happened. We were back home and he is like, here, you got to check this video out. And so I started watching it, and it was an interview with a lady named Caroline Corey, and you might want to look her up. Now, she's into, like, it's more of the UFO stuff, that stuff. And I, for whatever reason, don't follow a lot of that stuff. I believe that it's happening. I don't feel like I need any proof that we have galactics around us, because I feel them and see them. And so at any rate, this, and I shared it on my page so you can go and find it, but it's an interview with her, and she goes and she talks about the ascension symptoms and she doesn't call them the ascension symptoms though, because she kind of talks about all of the sources of what can cause the dizziness or the headaches or all of the things that we kind of experience that are energetically. And she goes in and talks about how when your energy is very expansive, so if for somebody who's an empath or a psychic or a sensitive, if your energy is very, very expansive, we are more prone to feeling the effects of all of the stuff that's coming in because our energy is so expansive, which makes total sense. And so listen, if you get a chance, listen to it and just see if there's anything in there that you find interesting or helpful. And I mean, some of the things that she gave the advice of were the really simple, like, make sure that you just go lie down and rest when the energies are big like that, or when you're feeling that, because you know that they will pass. Meditation, of course, she talked about doing the meditation. But I think the biggest thing that she talked about, and I know this, and I need this reminder sometimes, is just having the awareness of it. So just having the awareness of it and recognizing that it's not ours. It's not mine. This is not my energy. And then the reminder of that it will pass, that this will pass. And I think that that's helpful, because I feel like, so today when I tuned in to the group and I tuned in collectively, there is some really heavy, disturbing stuff going on. And it's kind of strange, because they're not showing me specifically what's going on kind of behind the scenes, but I really feel like it's political, like there's that kind of stuff. But when I like touch in on it, I feel instantly ill, like I feel physically sick. And so this is, you know, I feel like there is something really big trying to shift there. And, you know, we just, you know, have to keep the faith that it's going to shift in the positive way. I really feel like this has been an energy, you know, I think this entire planet since the beginning of it has been a battleground for an energy war. And I feel like, you know, we're at the peak of it. Like, it really does feel like it's peaking. It feels more intense to me than it ever has before, energy wise. And I'd like to say that it feels really positive, but it doesn't. It feels like it's very, very kind of heavy and dark and unknown. And I'm going to hold the faith on that and keep my energy in the light as much as possible, because what other choice do you have? You can choose to believe that the dark is winning, or that the dark is over, or you can choose to believe that the light is going to win. And so I'm on the light side, so I'm going to keep my energy going here. And it was interesting, because there was some stuff that came around with the Lionsgate portal today that I found kind of interesting. And I've heard this stuff before. I haven't ever given it much credit or much looking into it, but it makes complete and total sense to me. So you guys know that whenever we have a portal of energy like this opening up, there is, you know, huge power in that, right? We look at the Lionsgate portal, the number 88 holds a frequency, it carries a frequency. And even in Chinese culture, number 8 is considered the luckiest number. Like, they will, you know, plan weddings on it. They will buy businesses that have the number 8 in it. They try and bring that number in as much as possible, because they know that the frequency that the 8 carries is about ambition. It's about strength. It's about prosperity. It's about karmic power. And so if we know that there's all of that good stuff, all of that power to harness that we can tap into it, it only makes sense that the dark side would know that as well and want to tap into that frequency and use it to their advantage, right? And so there were a few people that were talking about the Masons, and I don't know if you want to look into that, the Freemasons, but that society in particular, which still exists today, there are still, I actually happen to know one that actually lives in the town that I live in. And we've had interesting conversations about my perspective on the Freemasons and his perspective on it being one of them. But if you look back in history, that particular group, there's a lot of darkness there. There's a lot of dark energy around that, a lot of, you know, ties to the Cabal, to the Illuminati, all of that in there. And so it only makes sense to me that historically this date that comes up again, that, you know, all the, with, you know, the planets in alignment, the sun, the where, everything, when that portal opens up, it only makes sense to me that anybody that is seeking power is going to try and utilize that power. They're going to try and dominate the use of that power. And so I feel like maybe that might be why for me every year, this feels like a particularly dark time, and it shouldn't. It should feel, because this is the Lionsgate portal. You know, again, if we look at it, it's about ambition, it's about strength, it's about prosperity, it's about karmic power. The symbol is of balance, right? It's the infinity symbol. You look at the number 8, it's the infinity symbol. So it should be a very celebrated time, a very like, ooh, yay, a very auspicious time. But I honestly struggle every year at this time of year. And I wonder if there's some karmic ties that go all the way back into, you know, like back in the very beginning with things like the Masons or the Kabbalah or the Illuminati. Because I firmly believe that every single soul that is here right now, this is not their first time on this planet. This is, you know, we've reincarnated many, many times. And, you know, the people that are light workers, that are sensitives, that are empaths, that are all those people, I believe, have been fighting the battle since the beginning of time. So whether you were in the role of a witch, whether you were in the role of a healer, whether, you know, all of that, but always in the role of against, you know, the dark side, always trying to strengthen the light side. And I feel like when these, you know, these specific dates come up and these portals open up, that we're kind of feeling that. We're feeling like, you know, all of the, you know, the lifetimes happening at once, all of the experiences happening at once. And so I'd be curious to know for any of you, how you feel in this particular time every month, like if there's ever a time that you can kind of recall that you feel good around this time, or that you feel kind of like off a little bit. I can tell you this, there was a couple years ago, we went to Washington, D.C. On a family trip, and it was right around the time of this time, right around the Lionsgate portal. And I had the whole trip, I kind of was like off. I had the dizziness going on. I had kind of like the near vertigo stuff, the feeling out of body, very fearful, that kind of energy coming through. And then there was one particular day where we went right into Washington and like did the whole thing like around the White House and all that. And I was feeling so like I have never felt like that in my entire life. I felt like I was stroking out. Like I felt like I could barely walk. I could barely see. I was terrified. And it didn't end until we actually left. And, you know, here's the trooper that I am. And this is, you know, this is the where I, you know, say, do as I say, not as I do. I didn't stop. I didn't go back to the hotel and be like, okay, I just need to lay down and I need to rest. I was still driving a car. I was still, okay, you guys go, I'll drop you off here. You guys go do that. I went to a park and found a park and sat in a park with my crystals. And was like saying to my team, do I need to go to the hospital? Am I having a stroke? Is there something going on that I need to like step in? And of course I didn't go to the hospital, and I didn't get any signs that that had to happen, but it was one of the worst experiences energetically that I've ever had. And when we left the area, the symptoms went away. It eased up and went away. And so it goes to show you how powerful these energy forces are. And I feel like, you know, for some of us who have a really higher frequency, who have the ability to tap into the other realms, have that, I feel like sometimes we are targeted. And I feel like, and again, I don't want to be the doomsdayer. I don't want to come out with that energy, but I really do feel like that happens. And, you know, otherwise, how would you explain what happened to me in Washington, D.C.? Or how could you explain how what's happening right now? You know, it's to me, it always feels like there's a little bit of attack going on. There's a little bit of, so I would love to hear if any of you have any other similar stories or have had any other experiences. I'm sure that you're out there. I find what happens in my industry is that a lot of the psychics, the healers, the light workers, they don't talk about their stuff like this. I don't know if it's because they are embarrassed by it or they think that it will make them look weaker. I don't know what it is, but I've reached a point on, you know, on my journey that I'm just going to talk about it all. It's happening. I know I'm not crazy because I know what crazy looks like. And I think that if I share stuff with others, then maybe they won't have to suffer as much as I've had, you know, like being in the closet, being afraid, not able to talk about what's really going on for fear of people not wanting to follow you or people not liking you or people thinking something's wrong with you. So I really feel like that's part of the, you know, stepping into the new frequency, stepping into the new world, is that transparency, that of like, look at this is what I'm feeling. It's a valid feeling. Maybe you're feeling it too. And then maybe when we do that, it'll take away some of the fear that we experience sometimes, which is what kind of holds us back. So we energetically, you guys, this is right now like big, 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 big energy. So we still have the sun in Leo. We have the sun connecting right now with Chiron again, with Chiron, sorry. And so that's the wounded healer energy. So you may be having the emotional patterns coming up. We're also, because we're coming into the full moon, it's going to be the Thursday, August 11th, the full moon in Aquarius. That's going to be illuminating your feelings, your experiences. And so remember, coming into the full moon is about releasing up, right? We're releasing, we're clearing. That's why the full moons are always so uncomfortable. It's like that, you know, it's kind of like going and getting your teeth cleaned and scraping off all of that tartar, all the layers of that tartar coming up for release. And so that's where, you know, this big energy that we're coming into, and this, you know, all the astrology people that I follow, they're saying that this is going to be a big one, that this particular full moon is going to be a really big one. And I feel like we're already building up to it. We're already coming into that. And so pay attention if you're noticing like those emotional patterns, right? Especially around the wounded healer. And that's about, you know, like you can heal other people. You want to help other people. You're always helping other people, but you don't help yourself. That kind of releasing into the energy right now. Again, it's going to be the illumination of your feelings and your experiences. There's going to be this stop and go energy that comes around your realizations and your epiphanies, which is very interesting because it's going to be very much like the energy I had yesterday, where one moment awesome, then the next moment not so much. And so you might feel that a little bit too, like it'll be like stop and go, like, okay, this is awesome. I'm going to be doing great. And then nothing. And then it completely stops. And then you're like, well, what's going on? Why did it stop? And then boom, and then it kicks in. So you may feel that a little bit. And it may make you feel a little bipolar. I won't sugarcoat this for you. It may feel a little bit like you're off balance a little bit. But again, remind yourself of all of the things that we just kind of talked about this energy coming in, about the full moon, about release, about the power of the frequency of eight, the infinity symbol, the endless power, the ambition, the strength, the prosperity. And do yourself a favor. You know, this is advice that I'm going to give myself as much as I possibly can to. On the days when we're not feeling great, on the days where things are feeling really, really kind of hard and stuck, bring yourself, do whatever you can to do to bring yourself into something that feels different. So get your head away from the problem. Remember that, again, if the problem's sitting close, so close up to you that you can't see the solution, find something that pulls the problem away from you and something that creates that space. So meditation, prayer, something that's fun, just something that's silly and fun, that's not just thinking about the problem or trying to find the solution on it. That's going to be there needs to be more expansion in the energy, less restriction in the energy. And I think that'll be the best way for us to be able to kind of navigate these energies and get through them. And I'd love to hear, you know, send me an email or in the Facebook group. I'd love to hear how your experience in the hub is going so far. I want to, you know, this building of a community is super, super important to me. And I want to continue to make sure that all of our members are getting everything that they need. And if that means that we adjust things, then that means that we adjust things. So let me know. You guys can reach out at any time and shoot me an email. And I'd love to hear your feedback on everything. We have our energy healing circle this Wednesday. It is during the daytime. I think we're at 2 o'clock. You're going to get the Zoom link for that today. We have a Nicola joining us. So we're going to be doing some light language healing, which is really good. I'm going to talk to her beforehand and see if we can put in some intentions around the full moon, around the what's happening with us right now, and put that into the healing. So it will be a very powerful healing. So I hope that you guys can join us. Remember, if you can't join us on the live, the replay will be in the hub, and you will be able to reap the benefits of it just as well. And then it's there for you to do over and over if you need to. Same thing with the creating the energetic boundaries that we did. If you didn't get a chance to come to that, it's up in the hub. So you get to watch that too. Okay, my lovelies, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will see you all soon.